setting the code is predicated by the fact that you do not necessarily need a pencil and paper to write down the code as it is being sent. This holds true for the first 2 hours of code on these tapes. The last 2.5 hours of code tape practice, you will need to write down the code words being sent. By the time you get to the last tapes, you should have no trouble with these words if you follow the instructions I give you faithfully. Don't try to jump ahead to the faster tapes until you are told to do so. This is very, very important. The practice code is sent in steps of shorter and shorter code spacing. Once you feel very comfortable with a code lesson, go to the next faster one. You will be given instructions at the start of each new lesson, but I will explain now in brief how this instruction works. Say, for example, you feel comfortable at a code comprehension speed of 9 words per minute and are ready to progress to the 11 word per minute tape program. At the start of the 11 word per minute lesson, I will send a short amount of code at 9 words per minute. Then the 11 word per minute lesson will be run. At the end of the 11 word per minute lesson, a short amount of code will be sent at 13 words per minute. This example comprises the entire 11 word per minute tape lesson. You want to follow this method at the start of each new practice session. You should plan to spend at least 1 hour each day on this code practice material. As you rewind the tape to practice lesson 12 word per minute lesson again, you may skip the short 9 word per minute start of the lesson. However, if you are done practicing code today at 12 words per minute, as you begin practice tomorrow, you must run the entire 12 per minute lesson, including the short 9 word per minute tape code. This will become automatic as you progress from lesson to lesson. I would like to state once more that you should plan to spend at least one full uninterrupted hour each day on this code practice material. If your study habits are comprised of 5 or 10 minutes of code practice here and there, you should probably have your novice or general FCC license framed, because it's going to be a long time before you know the code well enough for your next higher class license. If you practice for 1 hour each day, every day, in 60 days or less, you will be able to pass your general test without any trouble whatsoever. And if you are like most of my students, you should be able to pass the extra class code requirement of 20 words per minute with no trouble whatsoever. If you already have a novice license, you are probably accustomed to having the characters, the dits and the dots, sent in this fashion. This is at 8 words per minute. Some of you guys who know slow speed code are probably way ahead of me already, saying, what the heck? That guy's been sitting here setting the letter A. Well, I know that. Well, I'll tell you what. The fun is just about to begin. We will start with the letter A, dida. What I want you to do is, you don't need a pencil or a piece of paper right now, is just close your eyes and listen to the code sound. Every time you hear dida, immediately say yourself A. Do not try to picture an A in your mind. Looking at or thinking of an A in your mind will come automatically later on. For the time being, it will only slow you down. I will now send an example. What I'm going to do is to send the letter A at a very high rate of speed. Typically, this is at 23 words per minute. Every time you hear da-da, say the letter A in a low voice if you want to, or say it out loud if you want to. But what you have to do every time you hear da-da is immediately say A. I will now send an example. A. 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 This is what you'll have to do with each of the letters as they are being sent. What we are trying to do is to get you to associate the dida and immediately say the letter A. This is what it corresponds to. As the letters will be sent later on throughout this course, as we work our way down the list, and you hear the letter B will be sent very fast. Da did it, da did it. The minute you hear the last dit, do not try to picture a B. Only just try to say B. What we are trying to do is to get you to associate every time you hear or think of a B, you will always think B, da did it. Don't try to think about it as da did it. Every time you hear a da did it, don't even try to picture a B. Just try to say da did it, B. In a very short amount of time, there are only 26 letters in this alphabet. There are only 10 numbers that you have to remember. There are three punctuation marks that are used almost exclusively throughout amateur radio. These are the question mark, the comma, and the period. The break, if you want to call it a punctuation mark, you can. But these punctuation marks are over and above the five digits that are normally sent that constitute the numbers. The letters are all four digits or less. There is a common fundamental problem in learning code by the slow speed method. What happens is, you hear the code character, for example, ta-da, you will picture in your mind an A, you will write down an A on a piece of paper, but what happens if the letter happens to be not da-da, but da-da-da? Well, da-da-da happens to be W. So what happens is, you hear da-da, your mind pictures an A, and all at once a da-da-da comes along. Your mind had to go through A to W. Well, what happens if a J comes along? Well, a J happens to be da-da-da-da. All right, so now you picture not only A, you went through A, through W, into J. Well, what happens if it happens to be a 1? Well, a 1 is da-da-da-da-da. So your mind went through A, through W, to J, until it got to 1. This is what causes you to have your code barrier at somewhere around 10 words per minute. If you will study the code as I send it, and faithfully, as you hear the code, do not picture the letter, number, or punctuation mark. Just say what the character is. If a da-da-da comes along, just say da-da-da-w, da-da-da-w. In a very short amount of time, this will come automatic to you. When you hear a da-da-da-da, you will automatically say J. You won't even think of a J. Okay, now we've pretty well ground A into the ground. It should be obvious by now that A is da-da. Throughout this course, whenever you hear a da-da, you will say automatically A. Let's now try out with the letter H. The letter H is four dits. Dit, 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 dit. I will now send a series of four dits. Every time you hear the four dits, say to yourself H, just as soon as you can, as close to the end of the last dit as possible. Here we go. H. 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 You should have your eyes closed and just saying the letter H. That meant the last dit comes along. We are now going to form our very first word. Here we go, listen close. Now we will form our second new word. Listen closely. okay? If you copied those first two words correctly, the first word was A-H. The second word was ha, H-A. Aha, congratulations. Now you can go on the air tonight and tell your friends that you copied code at 23 words per minute and be absolutely honest about it. I would like to explain that if you are copying the code with your eyes closed, what you are trying to do is, as each character is sent, say the letter out loud. What you are trying to do is to get your letter to come just as close as you possibly can to the end of the character. If you're using a pencil and paper and writing the material down, write it just as fast as you possibly can. What you are trying to do also is to write down the letter the instant that the character has been sent. This not only will help you to learn a code at a very high rate of speed, when your code gets up to around 20 words per minute, you're going to find that it's awfully hard to write the characters down. If you are like I am, I have a hard time copying code at 25 words per minute just because my hand gets tired as I write the letters down. But you will find that as you learn the high-speed code, you will most likely have to change your thinking about how you write down the letters. Like the letter H is a very hard letter to write in block lettering. If you write it in longhand, it is much shorter. You may find that this may be very helpful to you as you progress from lesson to lesson. Some of the code characters are very easy. Some of the characters are only one four-digit letters. If you can get to the point where you copy these four-digit letters very fast, you will have the code down pat. The numbers are all five-digit characters. They have a characteristic sound all of their own. They end up having a rhythmic pattern that makes them stand out from all the letters and the punctuation marks. We will now begin our first lesson with the letter T. The letter T is one dash, or as we say, one da. I will send a series of da's, and each time you hear a da, as fast as you can, just say T. Or write the T down just as fast as you can. Here we go. T, 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 T. Okay, now we will form our first word using the letter T. The word was hat, H-A-T. Now let's form our second new word. The word was at, A-T. Now let's form our third word using the letter T. That, T-H-A-T. You will notice that as we form new letters and new words, that throughout this course, to the first part of these tapes anyway, I will send the code character, what the word is. If you don't get what the word is, I will then explain what the word is. And if you did get it wrong, follow me along as we send the code after we have sent the word. This is a reinforcement technique that will make the code stick to your head a little bit better. Now we're going to learn the letter D, da-da-dit. Every time a da-da-dit is sent, either write it down just as fast as you can, or else say D just as fast as you can. Here we go. Now we are going to form our very first word using the letter D. The word was data, D-A-T-A. Okay, now let's form our second word using the letter D. The word was TAD, T-A-D. Now let's form another word using the letter D. The word was had, H-A-D. Now let's form another word using the letter D. The word was THAD, T-H-A-D. That is a person's name. That is a abbreviation for Thaddeus, T-H-A-D. Now we're going to learn the letter E, which is just one dit. I will send a string of dits, and every time you hear the dit, say E just as fast as you can to the end of the dit. Here we go. Okay, now we will form our first word using the letter E.
The word was heat. H-E-A-T. All right, now let's form another word using the letter E. Was teeth. T-E-E-T-H. Now let's form our third word using the letter E. Was head, H-E-A-D. Now let's form our fourth word using the letter E. Was T, T-E-A. Now let's form our fifth word using the letter E. Was death, D-E-A-T-H. Okay, let's now learn the letter C, da-da-da-dit. If you are presently a novice and you are sending C-Q, like it is generally heard on the ham bands anyway, as da-da-da-dit, da-da-da-da, this is very bad practice to get into. The fellows who are running 20, 25, 30 words a minute and know the code very well, they can get away with it. When you're learning code right now, you should not transmit da-da-da-dit, da-da-da-da as one continuous, some sort of new sort of funny letter. The main reason being, when you are first learning the code, every time you hear the letter C, your mind will automatically put a Q behind it. One way to get around this is to send CQ as two separate letters. We'll talk about this more in depth a little bit later on. Right now, I'm going to send a string of C's. Every time you hear it, dot it, dot it, say to yourself immediately, as soon as the last bit is sent, C, here we go. Thank you. All right. Now let's send our first word using the letter C. That word was cat, C-A-T. Now let's learn our second word using the letter C. That word was chat, C-H-A-T. All right, now let's learn our third word using the letter C. Word was teach, T-E-A-C-H. Okay, now let's form our next word using the letter C. The word was tact, T-A-C-T, as in being tactful. We are now going to learn the letter R, did-a-dit. I will send a series of the character, did-a-dit. Every time you hear the code character, did-a-dit, say the letter R just as fast as you can. Here we go. Now learn our first word using the letter R. Listen close. The word was art, A-R-T. Let's form our second word using the letter R. That word was rat, R-A-T. Now let's form our next word using the letter R. That word was reach, R-E-A-C-H. Now we will learn our last word using the letter R. Listen close. Card, C-A-R-D. We will now learn the letter P, as in Papa. Da-da-da-dit. I will send a series of the character in da-da-da-dit. Every time you hear the code character, da-da-da-dit, say the letter P just as fast as you can. Here we go. Let's form our first word using the letter P. The word was pet, P-E-T. Let's form our second word using the letter P. That word was harp, H-A-R-P. Let's form our third word using the letter P. That word was drape, D-R-A-P-E. Now let's form our last word using the letter P. That word was paper, P-A-P-E-R. We are now going to learn the letter O, da-da-da. I will send a series of the character, da-da-da, and every time you hear the code character, say the letter O. Just as fast as you can. Here we go. Let's learn our first word using the letter O. The word was top, T-O-P. Let's learn our second word using the letter O. That word was hood, H-O-O-D. Now let's learn our third word using the letter O. Was code, C-O-D-E. Now let's try another word using the letter O. That word was rope, R-O-P-E. Let's now learn our last word using the letter O. This one is kind of tricky, so watch it. word was tractor, T-R-A-C-T-O-R. Tractor like you find on a farm. This is the end of tape number one, side A. Would you please flip the tape over to side B? And I'll see you over there.